The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Amid rows of fishing nets set out in a field like crops, Wade Self and John Gaskin stand against a biting wind, fixing tears and preparing for spring when Self will set out pound nets, a kind of fish trap, in the Chesapeake Bay.
We call these broken bars. One missing. What he's doing, he's actually putting a patch in. I cut the old out, and he's putting another piece back in it.
Scientists tasked with cleaning the bay point to some of last year's small successes, including less pollution entering the bay, more baby crabs, and a stable rockfish population. The suffocating dead zone that occurs each year was much smaller last year than 2011. While they aren't scientists, bay fishermen are the boots on the ground. When oxygen levels are low, they know it.
Where the bay meets Potomac, my pound net was there, and we did have for 2 weeks red tide. I never really saw any dead fish in my nets, but what happens when the bad water comes, it brings the flounders to your nets, and the crabs came out of the water to get out of the water. They crawled out of the nets.
Self and other watermen don't always agree with the scientists.
You know, we saw an increase in menhaden, and we've seen an increase in rock. Then it's kind of, I guess, confusion and alarming that those two species, the rock and menhaden, are the ones that's been cut back when we've seen an increase over the past, you know, 2 or 3 years. But again, I mean, that's the scientist and that's the call, but it seems like it needs to be a lot more research done.
In December, based on science, state fisheries commissioners cut menhaden harvest by 20%, forcing layoffs of fishermen throughout the Chesapeake Bay region. In a few months, Gaskins will leave his family to fish off the coast of Louisiana, where there are no catch limits.
You got to do what you got to do. The way the economy is, you can't do but so much, you know. It's like 12, 15 of us. We all leave home and pack up.
Gaskins will leave in March and return in November. He plans to set aside enough money to come back home once a month to see his family. This is Pamela D'Angelo in Reedville, Virginia.